Are you ready for the weekend yet? We have events, news, and a guest for you to enjoy this Lake Life weekend. Hello Lake Life, hello weekend. Thank you for tuning in. This is the weekly Lake Life Weekend podcast, and I'm your host. My name is Dirk, and I'll start off here to prepare for weekend 25 with some news updates and some event highlights to share. But please stay tuned for our interview guest today. It's Nate Woodard from the Detroit Lakes JCs, and he will speak about the Water Carnival happening very time soon. And it's, as I learned, a event that started in the 30s already, so quite some history and interesting facts to learn, and they have a 10-day program, so there will be plenty of opportunity for you to check that out with your family. So please stay tuned to listen to our interview about the Water Carnival. Some news. We mentioned in a podcast earlier, a couple weeks back with Mr. Chivers, that there has been way more sailing around in the area, and we are happy to found that news that there is a Pelican Lake sailing lesson coming in actually June, which is fall, but there's some openings in July. So the Pelican Lake Yacht Club is organizing sailing school sessions throughout the summer. We like to link you to Jeff Peltier. You can reach him by phone or by email. The contact details on our website, lakelifeweekend.com, for some openings for sailing lessons in July. And also in August, we have the Cormorant Days coming up again. It's a 7th annual festival that's happening on August 19th. And the planning committee is looking for volunteers. So please, if you are from the Cormorant area and you feel like helping, you like the event, there's already things planned, like motorcycle show, kids games and crafts, a 5K walk and run, but volunteers are needed, so contact Joe Downs, please. Details on our website also. The Frazee Community Garden received tomato plant donations, so a big thank you there. Church volunteers planted the tomatoes, 37 plants in total, this past Friday on June 16th, and the community is invited to pick a plant to care for. So gardeners will be responsible to weed and water their plant. There's no charge to use the community garden, however, donations are always welcome. The garden is located at the Red Willow Heights in Frazee along 9th Street Northwest. And there's a full article from the Frazee Forum, and you'll find a link on our webpage, lakelifeweekend.com. And we come to some events. There's a full weekend ahead. Let's start with music. If you are into rock of the 70s, you should check out the Shooting Star Casino Friday, June 23rd at 8 p.m. through 9:30. Take a trip back to the 70s at Shooting Star Casino. Bands performing are Pat Travers Band, Pure Prairie League, Atlanta Rhythm Section, and Rare Earth. Tickets start at $15 for general admission. And then there's a Summer Solstice Festival. Sorry, I think I butchered that. At the Ridgewood Winery again. And Ridgewood Winery is celebrating the longest day of light by hosting the Summer Solstice Festival. Live music, food, and drinks. June 24th, 2 p.m. through 8 p.m. And coming up also, the Perham Lakes Area Rip Cook-Off. That's happening Saturday, June 24th as well. Cost is $2 per rib, $1 per side, chips or beans, or $1 for a pop of water. They will cook all day, I assume, and there's, as usual for competitions, I guess there's judging, and then food will be served from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Any questions, please contact Mike Peterson by phone or email, and you find the contact details on our website, lakelifeweekend.com, as well. Thank you. Here, coming, actually has been open. Farmers Market in Virgis. I like Farmers Market, cannot get enough of them. Virgis Farmers Market has been open since May and through September, every Tuesday and Friday from 9 a.m. till 1 p.m. I saw it here at the Loons Park. They are right on Long Lake, but I do know that they were relocated for part of the summer to the Trowbridge Creek Zoo. So you want to please check out the schedule. There should be everything on the Facebook page of the City of Vilnius or the actual website of the City of Vilnius. So go to lakelifeweekend.com and you'll find appropriate links. And every Wednesday in Perm, there is turtle races all summer long, started in June through August. Bring your turtle, register at 10 a.m., race starts at 10:30. I'll actually check that out. That's in Perm at the City Hall Park every Wednesday throughout the summer. We have a guest from Los Angeles, Jason Weber. He will perform his concert series Piano Bar at the Speakeasy in Detroit Lakes, Thursday, June 22nd, 7 p.m. through 9 p.m. every night, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, June 24th. So come to listen to Piano Bar at Speakeasy with Jason Weber from Los Angeles. And on Saturday, no, that's Sunday, sorry, Sunday, June 25th, 1 p.m. through 2:30 p.m., we have the Tough Laker Youth Obstacle Course. It's happening at the Detroit Lake City Park. The course is for kids aged 4 through 14. The 4 to 6-year-olds will have a half-mile course, while the 7 to 14-year-olds will have a 1-mile course. You can register at the dlccc.org website, and the event will be happening at the Detroit Lake City Park. That's on Washington Avenue, right behind the pavilion there. Sunday, 1 p.m., 2:30 p.m. And as every Tuesday, we have Tuesdays in the Park with Meridian, June 27th, 7 p.m. through 8 p.m. That's at the Detroit Lake City Park, Washington Avenue, right behind the pavilion by the beach. So this was this week's news and event update. Thank you for listening. My name is Dirk, and I will transition this into our interview with Nate Woodard for the Water Carnival, one of the oldest festivals in the area. Thank you for tuning in. Yeah, back again here. Welcome to the Lake Life Weekend podcast interview today with Nate Woodard.
Yeah, Nate Woodard, yep.
And Nate is representing the JCs today, and I actually, from Detroit Lakes, I met Nate a couple years ago on Lake 7 as a neighbor on a July 4th event. And we're not going to talk about the fireworks that we experienced. I said it was quite an experience.
It was
great. Thank you for inviting me, by the way.
Absolutely.
It was a family event.
We have a big event there every year where just all the family comes, and we do, you know, fireworks and food and everything like that.
And a little firework competition with the neighbors, right? And actually, was one of our interview guests, the Ketters, right?
Yep.
So we have this firework, we have this Lake 7 thing going here.
Yeah, it's a friendly competition amongst the neighbors on who can outdo the other ones.
It's
great, though.
It is great.
Yep.
So, well, thank you for coming.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
And you are affiliated with the Detroit Lakes JCs.
Yes, that is correct.
Who or what are the JCs for the people?
So I am the president this year of the Detroit Lakes JCs, and I get asked this question a lot of who are the DLJCs. The Detroit Lakes JCs is essentially the Junior Chamber of Commerce. We're a national organization, but we have local affiliates in all sorts of different cities. So our Detroit Lakes group is essentially the Detroit Lakes Junior Chamber of Commerce. And it's just a group of volunteers. It's 100% volunteers. And what we really want to do is just put on different events in the community to, for a few different reasons, you know, get the community involved in and just getting them out there enjoying life, enjoying lake life. It's just another way too for like young professionals out there to network and get to know each other and have fun in the community.
You know, I did not know that. I see the JCs mentioned on like a highway, clean your highway sign. So you're active under donating your time to clean the highways. And then I know that you put a couple events on, but now that makes sense. So it's a junior organization of the Chamber of Commerce, and how better for Lakes Country, the local area's Chamber of Commerce is visit Lakes Country, visit Detroit Lakes.
Yep.
And and now you support our approach to invite guests and visitors to the area And yep. that's why you do events.
Yep.
Okay, so and you are Detroit Lakes chapter for a national organization.
Correct. Yep.
That is okay.
Yep.
How many members do we have?
I would say, you know, and it changes, you know, each year as people get older and people move and come in, everything like that. Where we're usually around that 50 to 60 member mark, and we're just really trying to promote events, and we like bringing, you know, people into the community as much as we can, you know, for these events. But then when they're here, they're supporting our local businesses. You know, they're going and having food somewhere, they're getting gas somewhere, so they're coming, they're telling their friends about the Lakes area. They're spending their hard-earned money here, and it just all works out really great. But then as far as our community members, it gets them involved in the community. You know, for me, when I joined, I grew up, you know, in Frazee, not too far from here, and I had moved away for many years, and then I came back, and I wanted a way to get back involved in the community, network with people. A lot of people that I knew had moved away, so for me, it was a way to meet the people that want to get out there and get involved in the community, but then get to know the business owners, the community people. You know, you get to work hand in hand with the community leaders and the business owners, and for me, it just ended up being a great, great thing to do as far as getting back in the community.
Yeah, no, I like that. I'm an active Rotarian in Detroit yep. Lakes Noon Club, and that is kind of like my church service, and everybody yep. supports on a charity level. I think, great, thank you for doing that, in fact. How many events do the JCs organize a year? Different.
I would say we do, well, we help out with a lot of different events, whether, you know, Rotary might be putting on an event and they can use an extra hand, we'll surely come and help. But our core events.
Oh, I could request, like, hey, I have an event, probably a nonprofit event. I can request your time and see if of the 50, 60, like 3-5 would volunteer. And
yep,
support.
Absolutely. Yep, we do that quite often as far as, yeah, it doesn't have to be a JC's event for us to be involved in it. We, like, we help out the local fire department when they do, like, their fireman's dance. What we do is we'll say, we'll bartend for you. We don't keep any of the profits or anything like that. We give all that back to you. It's just our thank you to you for the fire department for helping us out in the community. So we do those kind of different things. But as far as just what the JCs themselves put on, I would say there's probably 8 to 10 core events that mm-hmm. we put on each year. And I could go through those if you would be interested.
No, I know of the Rip Fest.
Yep.
I know.
The Sportsman Stag.
Okay.
We do Gifts for Kids. The Lady Stagette is a new one that's really, really popular. We do a community or senior dinner. We have mm-hmm. what's called a pitch, hit, and run that we do for kids. We formerly did punt, pass, and kick. That I'm not sure if that's going to continue to go or not. But then Water Carnival that's just coming up around the corner here. And all sorts of little other things here. But those are our main core events. And then, yeah, Gifts for Kids in December is an event that we do as well, that we make sure, what we try and do is make sure that every child within our area with the Detroit Lakes JCs wakes up with a gift under the tree on Christmas
yeah,
morning.
Yeah, I heard of it. I read about it in the newspaper. But you just mentioned the Water Carnival, and that's why we are visiting here also today.
Correct.
In July, we have tell us a little bit about the Water Carnival.
So, to give you a little history of what the Water Carnival is, the Water Carnival started, this is going to be, I believe, the 82nd year that this has been going on in Detroit Lakes. So it started out years ago as a way for the JCs to put on events in the community that would be free for the community and just allow people to come out. Doesn't matter who you are, anything like that. You can come out and enjoy events. And it started out, you know, just with a few different things, and it's grown to this huge event that we have every July. So it
1 second. 82 years.
82 years.
One thing that I want to point out, doing the math, and I hope I'm right, 1935.
That's that sounds about right, yeah.
After the Great Depression.
Yeah, I would think it was actually right during.
Right in the middle of it.
Yeah.
So it seems we had actually a lot of energy because I guess there was not a lot going on mm-hmm. out of the frustration maybe. Mm-hmm. So there was a group of locals saying, hey, we need to cheer up. Let's do a water carnival summer event mm-hmm. to motivate us. And that's the history of the current Water Carnival.
Yeah. And to think about that time too, you know, very hard times for everyone, you know, not a lot of money for a family to go out and have fun. So the thought behind this, well, let's put on events that are free.
Yep.
You know, let's make it so there's events for the adults, there's events for the kids. And that whole tradition has carried on all these years.
Okay, so we have a free event, and it's for 10 days?
Yeah, it's 10 days long. There's a couple events there where there is a small fee, but other than that, the gist of this whole 10 days is there's so many different things that you can do, whether you're a young family, whether you've been in the Lakes area for many years. There's something for everybody's interest, but the biggest thing is most of the events are no charge. All that we do ask is we sell what's called the Water Carnival button, and they're $2. Mm. And once you have your button, that gets you in all the events. And that just helps us cover some of the costs of running the events. But outside of that, most of the events are free.
Okay. So there's a little charge. And then I have access to everywhere, like a pass kind of.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, but it's only $2.
Yeah, so after the 4th of July weekend, it starts, I see here, Friday the 7th of July.
Yep.
For the next two weekends.
Yep.
And now we learned about how it was established. We know it's majority free, but you need the button.
Yep, yep, you need
the button. And then it happens all over town and all in Detroit Lakes, or where is it happening?
It's primarily what we try and do is keep most everything out of the Detroit Lakes Pavilion or somewhere near it. But when people can go, they can go to dljcs.com and go to the Water Carnival page, and that will give you a whole breakdown of all the events. There are a few things that are not right at the pavilion. There's some things at the airport and some other places, but primarily, we try and keep it within Detroit Lakes and within the Detroit Lakes businesses, just depending on what the event is.
And for everybody, too, the pavilion is down Washington by the public beach and the little marina there.
Yep, yep, right, absolutely.
Where the new hotel is going up.
Yep, yeah, and we do a lot of things actually right on the beach there. So we can hit a couple of the events here, but, I mean, a lot of it is right on the beach. And, you know, with going for so many years like this, people just know, hey, I don't know what's going on with the Water Carnival today, but I know if I go down on the beach, I'll find out.
You
know,
and
there'll be hundreds, if not thousands, of people down there, and we have information down there. But yeah, there's literally something for everybody.
I know on LakeLifeWeekend.com, we also will feature all the events happening on a daily basis. So we are mobile friendly here too. So, but tell us some highlights. So, is there a theater in the park? Like, tell us some highlight events.
Sure.
Let's say family friendly kids. I have an 8-year-old son. And so when should I come for what happening? What
okay, event? That sounds great. So the first day, Friday, there's a few different events going on. Something maybe a little bit more for the adults. There's a Tippy Cup tournament. So if you want to... What's a Tippy Cup tournament? It's...
drinking?
So, yep. There's a little bit of drinking that goes in it. So imagine... So you could get a team of people from Jack Shivers or wherever to come down and... You have a little cup of beer, and then you drink it, and then you have to flip. There's a little beer in it. You don't want too much, but then you have to flip your cup, and it's a team thing.
Okay. Team building, we call
it. Yep, absolutely.
Yeah,
there you go.
Okay.
But, you know, you mentioned...
remember my son.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned family. Well, and this is perfect. If you look, it's Sunday, July 9th. That's called Family Day.
Okay.
And that day is all about family. So... we have things from a family picnic to a sand treasure dig. There's face painting. There's all sorts of different things. One of the...
Sandcastle contest, I see.
Yep. One of my favorite things is called the pup plunge.
Okay.
And what that is actually a dog jumping contest. So we're right at that marina there. And they J&K gives us a dog section. And there's about around 20 to 25 dogs that compete each year. And they're with their trainers or their family or whoever, and it's how far can they jump off the dock, and these dogs are getting over 20 feet.
What?
It's incredible. It is absolutely incredible. The beach is packed. People cannot believe how far these dogs jump, and they adore it, and everybody just loves it. It's so funny. And then every year, you always have every year too, you have that one dog, my dog was it one year, where they'll run as fast as they can to the end of the dock, then they'll put the brakes on, and then they'll just hop in the water and they'll get like a foot, you know. But the last year, I can't remember exactly, but I want to say our winner got around that 22 to 23 foot
mark.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Yeah,
and all these events are like I mentioned, once you have that $2 Water Carnival button, this is all free.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, think of all the different things you and your son could do at these here. There's
a watermelon feed.
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah.
There's a music.
Yep. There's music. There's music, games. Yep.
In park.
You name it. They can do it. They can get their face painted. They can do all sorts of different things.
Oh, there's a beach sand soccer event on Monday.
Yep. Yep, so on Monday there is that is getting to be more and more popular. So there's the beach sand soccer, and then there is also for the ladies, there's Sweet Summer Nights, and that is up by the Washington Square Mall, and that's just a big shopping event for the ladies. There's a lot of different things that they do at that. I don't typically go to that one as much. I'm usually done with dance.
I like the cruise deal, and I think a lot of people know I'm a road trip guy, and I love classic cars. So we have the car show Wednesday the 12th.
Yep. We have that's a cruise DL night, and then the water fights. Yep, that is the big one there. So and another one for the kids too. We have the junior water fights. So if your son wants to get a team together, we have a kids junior water fights, and then the water fights is one of our biggest events, and that's down in the park, kind of in between the pavilion and Edgewater.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a huge event. Brings out probably close to 1,000 people.
Wow.
Yeah, lots of different teams. You know, you guys could form a team. Anybody can form a team. And everybody wears like different costumes, things like that. It's a great time. The fire department's down there helping us out.
I thought helping shooting water.
No. Yeah, pretty
filling
much.
Filling up. Okay. Yep. Well, we have we have bingo.
Yep. Bingo is another great one. Yep, that's on Thursday. That's at the Detroit Lakes Pavilion. That one is a packed house every year. Yep. And then just down the road at Zorbez, we have a home brew
beer tasting.
Nice. And that, so if you think about that one, so that's one of them where you have to pay a small entry fee. It's not for kids. It's just for adults. But
what?
I can't bring the kids in to drink beer. But there's a small admission. But when you go through that, you essentially, with your admission, which is, I want to say it's around $5 or $10, you could, I think last year, you could try over 50 beers.
Oh.
So it's a pretty good deal for, cool. I can't remember.
Can you have a dialogue and actually learn about homebrewing? Are they sharing like some insight? I actually always wanted to homebrew. I never got to it. But like, are they open for dialogue?
I would say a little bit. So what it is, so there's a couple different facets to that one. And it's a crazy packed house in there for that. So what you have is you have all of the area beer vendors that bring what would be essentially like their home brews, you know, like Shell from the cities or Fargo Brewing, any of those. They come, but then also you have you know, like, let's say you were brewing your own beer in your garage and you thought this one is a good one. You entered in a contest against all other local brewers.
Mm.
And then we have a board of professional judges.
Really?
I happen to be one of them. It's a tough job drinking all that beer. But, you know, we have ones from like a bacon stout to like a breakfast stout and these different beers. And some of them are really good. Some of them are not so good, but...
Yeah, I don't know if they follow the German purity law from 1789, but anyways, they probably taste good. The bacon one is challenging. But
it's a little different, but there's so many different ones. And then you, once we're done with the judging, you can go and try some of these local brewers' beers as well and find out how they're doing it and what... You know, maybe they'll give you some of their secrets. Maybe they won't. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm
just wondering.
Yeah, but it's definitely worth coming down and getting to try a lot of the different beers from the area.
So Friday, I think I was there last year. That was really inflatable games. There's the whole park is full with inflatables.
Yep.
And I do believe there was a cover charge for that.
Yep.
$10
or so. Yep. So that's an outside company that brings those in, and they just... they need a small fee just for setting up and bringing their dog.
But there was a ton of obstacles. There was like 10 different big castles. So Friday the 14th, if you're here in the area, that is definitely something for smaller kids or even the mid-sized one, I guess.
And then the probably one of our biggest events too going in conjunction with that is the bed races.
I saw that.
Yep. And the Rotary is normally a pretty good team in yeah, that one. Yep. Yeah. So everybody makes their homemade beds. And
yeah.
Yep. You have to race and then you have to do some different obstacles and things like that. But, you know, if you got the family in town, if you have family coming in from somewhere for the weekend, I mean, what better thing to do than bring the kids down, let them play in the inflatable games, watch the bed races. We always have a beer garden set up. You know, there's a lot of different things there to do. Yep. Cool. Yep.
Yeah, so it doesn't end. There's another classic car show, I see.
Yep, there's a big classic car show coming up the next day on that Saturday, July 15th. Mm-hmm. There's a chili and salsa cook-off. That is fantastic. That's down on the beach. We have a new event last year. If you said, you know, I just really want to get up and go running this morning, but I don't want to miss breakfast, well, you can do both in the same.
Donut run.
A 5K or 10K donut fun run. So you run and you get to eat some donuts.
Wow.
Yeah, what a great combo. I don't know. I don't like to run too much, as you can see, but the donut part sounds kind of good. But we have, like you had mentioned, a classic car show. We have some more events for the kids with the pet show, the pet and doll parade. Family picnic. Those inflatable games are still there.
Again on Saturday. A sand volleyball tournament. How do I take part in that?
Yep. So what you want to do is when you go to the DLJCs.com, you'll go to the Water Carnival page, and from there you'll be able to click on that event, and you can register online to get your team set up, or you can
A team of two?
I believe it's a team of four.
A team of four? I thought sand volleyball was two, but okay, four?
Yeah, I think this one is four, if I'm not mistaken, but I can find out one.
I love sand volleyball. Yep. So how many teams registered last year, do you remember?
You know, I was working at a different event there, so I didn't get to see. Okay. We're kind of getting there, so there's a lot of different things going on in a lot of different directions. So that one I wasn't at, so I'm not sure, but it's growing like crazy.
Really?
So, yep. So I know there was quite a few teams in it. And then during that, there's also a beanbag tournament. That's what I was working at. And that beanbag tournament, I want to say, gets 50 or more teams in it. So it's huge. Yep. But that all leads up to our biggest event of the weekend is the Bash on the Beach, and this year we have Frankie Ballard. Mm-hmm. He's an up-and-coming country artist.
Yeah.
Should be packed down there.
Do you have a bleacher set up, or where's the stage? In the water?
It runs along the kind of the back side of the pavilion out in the sand. So we have the sand kind of blocked off. It's kind of crazy.
Oh, yeah, I remember that scene.
Yep, the city of DL actually brings in loads of sand. We bank up the beach and set it up for, like, a concert. So you're standing there in the sand and watching a concert, and it's incredible to look out on the lake and see all the pontoons out there watching it. And, you know, I was lucky enough to be Admiral of the Water Carnival a couple of years ago, and the artist that we had there that year, Sawyer Brown, they were just kind of looking out at the lake with all the pontoons and then looking at all the people in the sand, and it was a beautiful night. And they said, you know, we rarely get to play in a venue like this, right on the beach, you know, with all these boats and everything like that out there. So I think in Detroit Lakes, we are able to show these national acts, so we know how to put on a pretty good party. And,
nice.
Yeah.
How many people fit in that arena?
Oh, I would say anywhere, you know, probably upwards of 2,000 or 3,000.
Really?
Yep.
That is not bad.
Yeah.
So you got to buy a ticket, though, or is that free? So this is...
Yep. So there is a charge for that one. I want to say tickets are around that $30 mark.
So there's some bonus events or special events where you do need to pay for it. A majority is free.
Yep. And then, so that one, and then we kind of skipped over one, too, on the first Saturday, the Demo Derby. That's one of our other huge events. That's at the fairgrounds, and that one there is a fee to get into that one. And those... You know, we just have so many expenses in those that we just need to cover the costs on those. But it's not anything that's too bad. But with any of these events, we're not looking to make a profit. What we're looking to do is if we're lucky enough to make a profit, we put all that right back in the community. So we're helping the local Boys and Girls Club. We're helping all sorts of different nonprofits in the Detroit Lakes area. So when we do have to charge a fee for some of these things, just know that that's going right back out in the community.
I think 80% is free of charge, and I think we can claim that it's a free event, and then if we invite musicians, artists, or we have to rent space from the where the races are, whatever that is called, the musician derby. That's I think that's tolerant. It's all good.
Absolutely.
But it's quite a bit. I mean, the whole page is full of events, so it looks like we have 30 different happenings.
Yeah, and
or
then
more.
And if you look at the last day there on Sunday, the second from the bottom there, the Parade of the Northwest. So this is really, I would say, Detroit Lakes pride and joy. We have one of the biggest, if not the biggest, parade in Minnesota.
Really?
Yeah, it is a huge parade. Yep. It is one of the biggest, if not the biggest parade. That's what I've been told. That's what I've been told.
Wow.
But it is.
What is it? What kind of parade? Is there musicians?
It is a little bit of everything. So it's everything from businesses to nonprofits. I believe Rotary has a float in it. There is politicians. There is clowns. There is
how long
bikers,
is it? If you claim it's the longest, like how long is it? Is it 30 minutes or is it 1 mile?
No, it would take the whole parade itself probably takes at least an hour, if not an hour and a half.
Really?
So it starts. It starts over by the fire hall.
Mm-hmm. And Highway 10.
Yep, and then it ends by Zorbez, but it goes all the way down
Washington.
West. Yep, yep. So it kind of wraps its way up and starts by the mall and then goes all the way down Washington and then wraps onto Westlake Drive. And I want to say there's a couple hundred different floats in that, you know, multiple marching bands.
Yeah, marching bands. Cool.
Yep, you know, police, fire. We have the JC's trolley that's always in it. You have royalty from all the different towns. There's just so much something for everybody for that one.
How do I partake? Is that one a jury? Can I just say, like, hey, I want to send a float in?
That one as well, you can go onto our website, thedljcs.com, and say there is a contact on there that for you to register your float in that parade. But if just like you and your son wanted to come out and watch it, there's no charge. You just
I know. I can experience that. But I was just going to think, like, maybe I represent, I don't know, maybe I should have a Lake Life Weekend podcast float.
Absolutely. Yep. Yep. Throw some candy or some frisbees or something like that. Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
No, I'm probably not going to do it, but like, I'm just curious for our listeners. Maybe they want to see a parade from the inside.
Yep.
Tell us a
absolutely.
Little bit, like, best off, like, from your experience, like, what was the best happening at a water carnival in the past for you?
So for me, so each year there is two people that are picked to be what's called the admirals of the water carnival. So I was lucky enough to be the water carnival co-admiral with Alma Alanis a couple years ago for the 80th. This year I'm representing Dusty Hildebrand and Kate Spade. They are the admirals this year. They had some prior commitments where they weren't able to make it here, but each admiral always has that thing to them that was like the biggest and most important thing. For me, it was my year's Bash on the Beach. We had Sawyer Brown. I was always a big fan of theirs, and I always thought that would be great to have them down on the beach. And just you work all year to put these events together, and I mean, there's hours and hours of time that you spend making sure that all this goes off without a hitch. And you don't know, like, you know, you're kind of up to Mother Nature could take over an event, and, you know, it could rain, and we, you know, you have all this money and time invested, and if it rains, nobody can come out. But when the band hits the stage and you look out and you see a couple thousand people, and you know that, you know, everything went okay, it just kind of hits you. And that was for me, like, the greatest moment. And then, you know, people are coming up and high-fiving you and congratulating you, and you know that that's, you know, all the hard work is worth it, and people are having fun, and just that, you know, for me, when I was there at Water Carnival too, walking around and looking at the events and just seeing everybody having fun is just, regardless if it was, you know, family day or the pup plunge or the demo derby or wherever it is, that they're just having fun and the community's having fun was just great for me.
Well, great. That's what it was founded for, to give that's great. I can see everybody having fun. What's the people count? What do you think, how many people attend?
It would be tens of thousands. You know, and I remember when I was there, I remember getting phone calls from like a lady from Arizona called me with some questions, and she said, you know, every year her family goes on a vacation up to Minnesota and they plan their vacation around water carnival because
really?
They know that there's everything, you know, there's something for everybody. And I can't tell you how many of those phone calls I got from people from Arizona, Idaho, North and South Dakota, everywhere. But I would say with all these events, tens of thousands of people come in.
We don't have a rough count. I'm used to, I know, I sometimes ask that question. I know in Germany, I think the police makes those, or the fire department, they have a key, or like they can guesstimate it. Mm-hmm. But like we don't have like an official guesstimate.
No, I don't think we've ever officially like counted what we bring in. I know if you ask like the restaurants and the hotel owners,
sure.
I mean, they're booked. And for the different restaurant owners, they've told me outside of 4th of July, it's, you know, one of their busiest weekends, or one of their, the 10 days is just crazy for them.
Yeah.
Yep.
So it's very popular from Arizona to local, and
yep.
we just know it's well accepted. Well,
yep.
I learned quite a bit. I didn't really know it's 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't aware of like those. I think it looks like 40 events. So there's like so much to explore. And
yep.
if you are on the summer vacation, we have mid-July and we are in the local area, whether
yep.
it be from Park Rapids or from Fergus Falls or
yep.
from Fargo, Moorhead
yep.
or Grand Forks, you can make it a weekend trip. You can make it a day trip with your kids to
mm-hmm.
escape.
Yep.
Even as a for an hour drive, it's worth it. So on the website, it's not just JC. I think Googling is very popular because it's DL and then JC's.
Yep.
But it's not the letters. It's
no.
DL and then
JAYCES. CEES.
Yeah,
yep.
I wrote that down here. So it's DLJAYCEES.com.
Correct. Yeah.
Google will find us.
Yep.
You. And we'll put a link on lakelifeweekend.com as well.
Yep.
And you can see the complete schedule.
Yep.
Hotel reservation. Are we all booked out for this season already?
You know, I had to speak with a couple different hotels just to try and work out to get some entertainment, because we have a lot of different entertainment coming into town for this, and there's a lot of hotels that are already booked. People know that this, you know, after this many years, they know that this is when we typically have it. So I'm not guaranteeing that there's hotel rooms out there, but definitely call our local hotels, and hopefully our new one down by the lake will be opening up. They
yeah.
thought right around that time they were going to be opening, but they weren't 100% sure. But you know, this, I think to me, this whole 10 days really epitomizes what lake life is all about around this area. And I think that's why it's such a big draw, is for people that maybe don't have the lake life around where they are. They want to come experience it here. So I really think that epitomizes that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many people does it take to put this event together?
Oh, well,
20,
we have
30.
I would say even more than that. So it takes all of our JCs, which is, you know, around that 50 to 60 mark, sometimes even up to the 70s. But then we can't do this without all of our local police. Our city council does so much to help us, and our city workers, local fire departments. I mean, it takes quite an army to put all this on. But, you know, after this many years, everybody kind of knows what everybody needs to do. And we meet lots of times throughout the year. And just hammer things out, but it runs like a pretty well-oiled machine, and
good.
Everybody knows what good it does for the community and everything like that, so everybody's always on board.
Very good.
Yep.
Well, I think we learned a lot. Thank you very much. Anything
yeah.
else you want to add?
No, I just want to give some shout-out to the admirals this year, Dusty and Kate. They're doing an amazing job putting all this together. So basically, they become admirals in July, and they have a year to plan this, but it's literally a year's worth of work. And they work their tails off, and on Sunday, once the parade is done, they can breathe a sigh of relief, and it's on to the next admirals next year, and then they have their own ideas on how they want to run things. But Dusty and Kate are doing a great job, and they'll do a great job this year.
Well, we are anticipating the event, and we will mention it again. We have a few weeks' times, but I appreciate you coming and speaking about it.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
And then good luck.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, this was already our newest episode of the Lake Life Weekend podcast. We sure hope you enjoyed it. Tune in again next week with another great guest and updates. Always check out our website, lakelifeweekend.com. And if you have some comments, please feel free to email us at hello@lakelifeweekend.com. And you have a wonderful weekend ahead.